Yeah, back from the OpenSUSE conference 2011. I'm here now with Michael Miller. He is the Vice President, Global Alliance and Marketing at SUSE. Hi.
Hi, nice to be here.
So you are now SUSE, but before you were from ItouchMate.
Yes, right? That's right. Yep.
So ItouchMate bought SUSE or bought Novell some month ago, and how is it now?
I'll give you a little bit of background on that. So this ItouchMate, prior to the acquisition of Novell, included two business units: the traditional ItouchMate business and the NetIQ business, which is focused on systems and security management. The ItouchMate business focused on host access. And simultaneous with the acquisition of Novell, we constructed an entity called the ItouchMate Group, which is a software holding company, which is now the framework for all of our business units. So now inside of that ItouchMate Group are four units: ItouchMate, NetIQ, Novell, and SUSE.
So SUSE is now in division on its
own. An independent company within the group. That's completely focused on the enterprise Linux business. So if you, for example, an easy way to think of it in Novell terms is within the unified Novell company, everything that was referred to as OPS or Open Platform Solutions and the people associated with that are now part of the SUSE business unit.
Mm-hmm. So before, when you went to the office here in Nuremberg, there was the red Novell sign, the business cards were red with the Novell sign, and now I get a card from you, and it looks green.
That's right. We're all green, and we're very excited about that. So we have placed the headquarters for the SUSE business here in Nuremberg, back where it all started, and we're doing business as SUSE. SUSE.com, SUSE business card, SUSE.com email addresses. It is truly an independent business. And, for the folks in the business unit, that's a really exciting and uplifting change to have the SUSE brand up there and visible. We're very proud of that.
And, the people working for you are happy with this transition?
Very happy. Yeah, absolutely.
And the community? So there is a part, okay, the people working for you, but there's also the OpenSUSE community. I think they were frightened a little bit when the acquisition was announced. Yeah, how is it now?
I think it's very good, and I think there was definitely apprehension or concern right after and even before the acquisition. You know, for roughly a year prior to the acquisition, there was a lot of uncertainty around what would happen with Novell. And the community was concerned as well. And so it was very important to us that even immediately after the acquisition, that we immediately connected with the community and shared our thoughts and our intentions and the value we place on the community, the OpenSUSE project. And personally, I find that very interesting and have reached out as much as I can to join the community. Because I'm an OpenSUSE user also.
Okay.
So for me, it's both, connecting my interest as part of being as part of the community as an OpenSUSE user with my role within the SUSE business. And I think that's symbolic of the nature of the relationship, that it's not an us or them business transaction. It's a combination of reciprocal relationships where SUSE employees are OpenSUSE, and OpenSUSE is part of SUSE. You know, it's a mix, and in a traditional business relationships are different than that. This is something special. This is a community relationship, not a purely business relationship.
Okay, now I heard you're very connected with the OpenSUSE people. What's with the other members of the management? Are they as well, or is it just you?
No, I think it's the others as well. You know, there's many people within the organization in leadership positions that have very deep roots and long history within the community, much more so than I myself.
What do you think were the concerns which were brought to you by the community? Which one was the most you remember?
Yeah. I think the first concern that I came across was, will the new SUSE business continue the Open SUSE project? Right? Will they understand what that is and why it's valuable and continue it? Or, you know, will they not understand it and somehow shut it down? That was certainly one concern. Another concern was, will the support, the sponsorship, the investment, you know, the contribution level change? So even if it does continue, will there be less commitment? Was another concern. And then finally, the third concern I think that was very prevalent was, will the new SUSE business be supportive of the move towards a more free and independent project?
So that's the goal of the Open SUSE Foundation?
Yeah. So I think those were the three main concerns that I found early on. And I think we have addressed all three of those. And I would love to hear more from others in the community on how they feel about that as well. But in the interactions we've had, in the conversations that I've had with other community members, I think the feeling is that they know, one, Open SUSE will never be shut down by the SUSE business. It's a crucial part of our business and highly valued. And the commitment, contribution, and investment will not be reduced. In fact, we're very interested in growing the project in the community, working together inside of the community and with the community to make it the most vibrant, interesting, exciting project to work on and attract more and more contributors and more involvement. Yeah.
So the Open SUSE conference now taking place is an ideal place to talk to the people.
Exactly.
And so on, get in touch with them, meet some new faces. How was the conference for you?
It's been a lot of fun. This is the first Open SUSE conference I've been to. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of people at the conference that I've met in the forums, on IRC, maybe via email or by reputation. And it's really fun to meet somebody in person that you've been interacting with in the community and meet them in person and talk. And it's given me, I think, an opportunity to make the SUSE business, the new SUSE business leaders who have not been part of SUSE before, were people, right? Make a personal human connection by being here personally and having real contact with people at a personal level. So that's what I really enjoy about my job, and that's what I enjoy about being part of the community. And, you know, this is the place to do that.
Mm-hmm. Or I assume you also talked about the Open SUSE Foundation. So there is the plan to do an foundation, and Open SUSE should be managed by this foundation. This process was a little bit stalled after mm-hmm. the acquisition. How's the plan now?
So now the way I would put it is that we're beginning to begin that process again together with the community. And we've engaged with Andy Updegrove, who is the legal counsel for the Linux Foundation and other things, and as a trusted advisor and collaborator in understanding how to do this in a way that really makes sense for both the community and the SUSE business. And we're starting that process now, that dialogue and that collaboration.
Is there a schedule when it will be finished? Or
I don't have a schedule now. And I think largely because it needs to be a collaborative process. And it's very, very difficult to schedule a collaborative process that, you know, that really involves gathering input and debating, discussing. So I hesitate to put a timeline on that, because in some ways you have to let that dialogue run. You have to let that dialogue go through its life cycle in order to come to the highest quality outcome.
But you stay behind this process and you say, yes, someday there will be and Open SUSE Foundation.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think it's not it is a focus. It's a priority. So it's not the lack of the schedule is not a lack of interest or enthusiasm. It's just the reality of doing things in a collaborative way takes time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then let's see when the foundation will be ready.
Yeah.
What are the next plans, steps from the SUSE management, next products, or when will come up?
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things we have coming up. Well, a couple things that have happened recently, right? We've had our SUSE Studio 1.2 release very recently. We're very excited about that. It's a really unique technology and solution, and that just recently came around. We have our BrainShare conference coming up in October, and that's a place at which we bring in customers and partners and all sorts of folks, and that's a forum for really looking forward strategically and from a technology point of view, sharing our plans and information and getting feedback. And some of the things that we'll talk about there, and we'll go into more detail there at BrainShare, are what are we going to be doing with the enterprise server computing space, right? The traditional strength of SUSE, what will that look like in the future? And we'll continue to be focused in that area. And an exciting some exciting new things that we're going to be doing in the cloud and cloud infrastructure space. So we'll be, I think, I guess I would say we will be unveiling some strategic direction at BrainShare, and we're pretty excited about doing that.
When you took over, one of the first decisions was to cancel Mono. Maybe that's also one of the concerns the community had, that there will be more stuff canceled. But as you said, SUSE Studio is still available and will be. But are there any plans to cancel a product or
Yeah, I understand. There no, absolutely not. There's no plans to cancel. And even in the case of Mono, it was important to us that the technology, which we think is very valuable technology in the right context for the right business model and for the right consumer, we didn't want Mono to go away. We wanted Mono to continue its life with the right business behind it. And so Xamarin, partnering with Xamarin, I think was a great way to do that. So Xamarin has the mission to carry that forward, and they're licensed and have access to everything they need to continue Mono. And I think Mono is going to be far more successful with that kind of focused drive behind it than it could have been as part of a business where it wasn't the focus. So of the things remaining, there are no plans to discontinue or cancel.
So SUSE is now again on its own, and I heard some concerns which say, okay, it's easier to sell it again. How are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. It's a very natural question. So I would say a couple things. One, our mission, the mission that we have been given as SUSE leaders, is to grow this business. And we've been given the goal of growing it profitably. And the investments we're making, the strategic decisions we're making, are all aligned with long-term growth and success. And so from my point of view, I'm focused on growth. And as long as I'm focused on growth and I'm able to accomplish the strategic decisions and investments that align with that, I feel very confident about the future of SUSE. Also,
Whether it's alone or with Attachmate.
oh, and my next point really is within the attachment group, there is a history of, if you go back and you look at the combination of Attachmate and WRQ and the acquisition of NetIQ and bringing that private, the history and our track record within the attachment group is to acquire and provide independence and support and let businesses grow profitably. So there is no track record of buying things, stripping it down, and selling it. You know, our track record is to buy it, give it the independence and support it needs, and let it grow profitably. And so that's what we'll do here as well.
Okay, thanks a lot. Michael Miller, Vice President, Global Alliance and Marketing at SUSE. And I hope you enjoyed the conference. We'll enjoy some other hours, and maybe we see each other again in quite a time.
Thank you very
Thanks.
much.
Das war eine Sendung von Radio Tux, herausgegeben im Jahr 2011 unter Creative Commons by Non-Commercial Sharealike.de. Lieder sind eventuell anders lizenziert. Mehr Infos auf radiotux.de. Unterstützt von Tarent.
Fairtrade Software.